on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time to find you all the winners for the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Geelong today. And, of course, we've got the Friday night meeting at Moonee Valley. Mark Guest to find us the winners at the Valley tonight. And Harry White, who's been in great form, will find us the winners today at G-Town. How are you, H?
I'm pretty good, Michael. Bit of a strip out yesterday, but I'm ready to bounce back in a big way today.
Well, there's a couple well-founded, Geelong. Are you liking what you see? And this first race for the two-year-olds is intriguing.
Yeah, look, the two-year-old race, there's always plenty to learn. I've liked a lot of those runners. It could potentially be a handy form reference moving forward, but there's a couple of, at a nice enough price, that I'm quite keen to back here too.
All right, let's get into it. And the first race, take out 2 and 11. Have you got any idea how we say number one from the Godolphin stable? D. Oliver Rides, it is a brother to a Stern.
Yeah, look...
what are you calling it?
I don't know. I'm leaving that to you. It's not. I didn't mind the jump out. It's not in my numbers, so I'm happy to just let it slide. I saw the pedigree page that reads quite well. I'm siding with the Hawks debutante Turnstar. Looked good in a couple of soft Flemington jump outs. Has a very extensive and impressive pedigree page. So I'm happy to have something on that horse to find out at around $7. Pegasi was really solid at track and trip on debut. Was only run over the top very late. Strips fitter this time around. LTC is another one with the benefit of race experience. Maps to be prominent in the run. And I thought Lightsaber looked to have good ability based on a recent Pakenham jump out. So I wouldn't talk you out of having a go at that at double figure odds. Tricky race. I've gone 9, 6, 4, 5.
9, 6, 4, and 5. So the Godolphin runner, Amdougal, however we say it, is the favourite at 380. Tranquil Bay, 390, is the first starter from Team Freeman. And LTC, who Tom Davenick gave a really good push for this morning, is at 480 in the first at Geelong. Race number 2 is only a small field. We take out 2 and 4. So We Know is the favourite at 290. Yorker, a first starter from the Hawks stable, is at 390. Glorious Express, $4. Loudspeaker, $5.50. And Jungle Gyms at $6. So a field of 5, and it's $2.90 to $6 the market spread.
Yeah, look, you could give most of them a chance. I've gone with Glorious Express. Tired late last start after kicking clear at the top of the straight, but was really solid on speed prior. Will be prominent in the run again, and I reckon should look the winner at some point in the straight, just hoping he holds on this time around. We Know So has jumped out well prior to resumption. Ran well first up last prep. All career runs to date have been over 7 furlongs, however. Loudspeaker, been racing consistently, albeit in arguably easier, weaker maiden company. And then Yorker, I thought, has jumped out well. Finds a nice race to kick off in. Wouldn't surprise. Again, a fairly even bunch. 1, 6, 7, 5.
1, 6, 7, and 5 in the second at Geelong. Race number 3 is a maiden over 1347, Magnus Bellagio, who Simon Zara this morning said was one of their best of the weekend, is the favourite. We take out the 9, the faves at 240, Brazen Bullies 420. Carlage is at 750, and then Halleck's at $8.50. Are you with the fave, Jay Carr, on board?
Yeah, I think this is probably not the best, but one of the better bets on the card, Magnus Bellagio. That horse and Carlige come through the same race at Mornington. The pair finished second and third. Magnus Bellagio seemed to have the tougher run and sustained a wide early move and actually ran past Carlige. So based on that effort, with the booking of Jamie Carter ride, he goes on top. Brazen Bully beat all bar Retrovales first up, will relish the extra trip. Yet to see a good track on race day, so maybe the firmer footing will prove advantageous too. And Alvirio has jumped out soundly, likely to be better with a run under the belt and over further, but a wider exotics hope. Quite keen on the 5 ahead of 4, 1 and 7.
5 could be a good thing ahead of 4, 1 and 7, race 3 at Geelong. Race number 4, over the 22.70, take out 13, Peace Process is at 3.30, Dreambound $4.20, Lean Thy Arms is at $5. They're the top 3 in the market here, Harry.
Following the market, Michael, Peace Process and Dreambound have intertwining form from their last 3 runs. The winner looks to be one of these. Peace Process maps to be prominent, has finished in front of Dreambound on both occasions, so happy to have her on top and suggest she's the one to run down. Dreambound really needs the speed on so she can finish off. Lean Thy Arms, I've got him for third, and with a scratching to one of my picks, the Griffiths de Cock runner Irish Pardon gets promoted into fourth spot, 12, 11, 4 and 2.
12, 11, 4 and 2. Race number 4 at Geelong. Race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. And in this race, all runners are starting. Cardus from the Colin Little Stables, the $3 favourite. Snappy Magnus, $6. Give me the Goss, $6 star selection at $6.50. So how many are you putting in this first leg of the quaddie?
Putting in 4 and leaving out the favourite.
Really?
It's a tricky race. I'm happy to risk Cardus. I could be eating my words later. That's fine. Star selection, month between runs, after a solid win over 1,000 metres at Mornington and beat a handy enough benchmark 58 field. Weights kept relative with a 2 kilo claimer. Maps for the run of the race. Despite not winning out of turn, I think he could string together a double. To beat Snappy Magnus was a strong maiden winner last start. The form through his run prior is really stacking up as well. Gimme the Goss struggled for form last prep, but best efforts have her above this grade, and a recent jump out was sound. And Feestyle is in a nice patch of form lately. He's coming off a last start win, albeit in weaker grade. 2, 4, 6, and 5.
2, 4, 6, and 5, first leg of the quaddie. Second leg is a benchmark 58 over 15.47, take out 7. American Flyer is the favourite at 3.20. Quail Hollow, $3.80. Great Ambitions at $5. Who do you like in race 6 here, Harry?
This is another one that I'm keen to back. American Flyer ran super first up, was well back last, sustained a long, strong run to end up finishing 4th. And it was worth noting that it was a much stronger race. The horses that beat her home had race fitness on their sides, and the form has been frank since. We'll relish the extra trip here and we'll be powering home late. Great Ambition, placed here first up in a weaker race, has been in the minor money in both second up runs. Quail Hollow, blinkers on, will be forward in the run, so should get every chance. And the mood I'm in wasn't disgraced after going wide on the turn last start in a stronger grade of race. Goes in the quaddie, but I'm, again, pretty keen on my top pick, 6 ahead of 9, 1 and 4.
6 ahead of 9, 1 and 4, and keen on American Flyer in race number 6 at G-Town. Race 7. This is a benchmark 58 over 17.65. Take out 2, 4 and also 6. Shot for Kumar's at 3.60. Lord Lennox is at $3.90. Real Think at $4.80. Which way are you leaning here, Harry?
Going with Lord Lennox. Hasn't won for a while, but could be third up and ready to fire here. His one career win was when third up. It was a 4.5 length win at track and trip. This looks easier than the fields he's been contesting so far this prep. I like John McNeil riding, jumps back aboard, rode the horse very well first up at Bendigo, so the 8 can go on top of the 1. Shoot for Kumar, negates top weight with a 2 kilo claimer aboard, will appreciate the drop in grade and being back on firmer footing. Real Thinker was a good winner last start, but probably would prefer a heavy track. Put the horse in my quaddie anyway. Then Arceus, no match for an easy winner last start, but it was a game enough effort, but I'm happy to leave that horse out of my quaddie. 8, 1, 5, 7.
8, 1, 5, and 7 in race 7. And the last of 8 jumps at 5 o'clock, a benchmark 58 over 13.47. 8, 10, 11 are the scratchings. Yulong Island's into even money now, so a shorty to end the day, and it's been well supported. Arctic Wolf's at 3.40. Baranga Ready at 7.50. They're the top 3 in the market. Do you like the fave in the last?
I've got the favourite in the quaddie. Just for insurance in for second, I've actually made Arctic Wolf my best bet of the day. Been jumping out very nicely prior to resumption. Looks very hard to beat despite having a lump 64 kilos. Prior form lines speak for themselves. I just think he looks a class above here. Yulong Island got rolled at $1.45 last start. Was a solid winner prior, albeit in a Yarra Valley maiden. He'll go forward, so should get his chance. Outside of those top two, maybe Bartender Blues has jumped out nicely, but did all of his racing on the synthetic last prep and does seem most effective over the mile. And then Baranga Ready in as next best, but just playing around the 1 and 4 in that leg of the quaddie ahead of 5 and 9.
1 and 4 in the last leg of the quaddie. Arctic Wolfie's 3.40. Does have 64 kilos. Must be some confidence. They've got Noel Callow on, no claim. So there's a couple you're confident of today, Harry. So where are we going for the best bet and play of the day?
Yeah, look, there's 3 I'm really confident with, but I've made my best Arctic Wolf, race 8, number 1. Value was hard to come by. There's that first starter, the Hawke Stable Turnstar, in race 1, but race 7, number 8, Lord Lennox, in an even race, was about $4 this morning. Quaddy, 2, 4, 5, and 6 in the first leg. Second leg, 1, 4, 6, and 9. Third leg, 1, 5, and 8. And we trim up that last leg with numbers 1 and 4 only. And my play of the day is the other two runners I'm keen on in an all-up. So all-up race 3, number 5, into race 6, number 6.
I like it, Harry. Good punting today, my friend.
Thanks, Michael. I'm off to the millions. The money that you sent me is cleared, so hopefully we get a purchase.
Who wins?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just there for the sales and to see Sharky so he can buy me a beer, I think.
Well, very jealous. Enjoy the beers with Sharky and the Magic Millions. It'll be a brilliant day. All right, you look after yourself. Will we chat tomorrow?
Yes, we will. I'm doing Camperdown and it looks like a nice meeting, so we'll chat then.
Good stuff. We'll speak to you then, Harry. Harry White with all the tips for Geelong. A quick break on the other side of this. It is Mark Guest finding the winners at the Valley tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to look at tonight's meeting at Moonee Valley. There are a few showers around in Melbourne, but hopefully not enough that will make any impact on the track tonight at the Valley, which is currently rated in the good four range. And the rail tonight is true the entire circuit. And we have manager to the stars, racing's greatest crooner and tipster, Mark Guest, to find us all the winners at the Valley tonight. Guesty, good morning to you. How are you?
How are you, Michael? I think people are only worried about whether I tip winners. That's the main thing.
No, people love you singing too, Guesty.
Anyway, maybe at the Magic Millions I might belt out a couple of tunes and see how we go.
Are you there, are you?
No, I'm heading up, well, this stage, who knows, day-by-day proposition, isn't it? But tomorrow morning I'm supposed to go up.
Oh, wow. Look at Gold Coast, the glitter strip with Guesty and fine voice tomorrow night. Well, you want to build a bank tonight then, Guesty. Are you confident of this card at the Valley?
I think there's a couple of good things, but I think overall there's value there as well. So if we can find a couple of those that are saluting, well then it should be a good, should have a bank.
Well, let's get stuck into it. The first is at 6:30 over the 1600. No scratchings. And Yukon is the favourite, being well supported into $2.15 from the Hawke stable price to ride Sophia, who chased home the stablemate Star Ayrton, five lengths behind. Last starts at 2:60 and then we're out to Spy Colonel. So the market's got it down to a two-horse race. What do you think?
Yeah, look, one horse is going to be up the front. That's Yukon, and Sophia will be back. So I've gone with Sophia, just the fact that it's coming out of a race where Ayrton, who's a very promising galloper, bolted in. But Sophia was quite a nice run as well, and she's looking for that little bit further and gets it here with the 1,600 metres. So I think she's well-suited, but she's going to have to give a start to a Yukon. And he was a little bit, we did have a race, a touch up near the lead at Sandown, and another 100 metres, I think, is a plus for him, because on the line, he looked like he was going to get beaten a lot further than what he did by War Critic, but he came again. So the mile's going to suit him. At once, he's going to look the winner at some point. They're the two I like, seven to beat number one. There's no surprise there. Spy Colonel, I think, will improve a lot after its first start back. That was at Werribee. It battled on quite well. And number three, Usual Voice, would be next pick with the winkers going on for the first time.
Seven to beat one in the first. Race number two, take out nine. Fighter is the favourite. Three starts for 3 seconds. It's at 2:40. Limpet is at $4.40. Isolating at $7. Is tonight the night that Fighter breaks through, Guesty?
Yeah, I think so. I think that form around Montepulciano, I think that's the right form. I mean, this is the same. Montepulciano came to Flemington and finished third behind Bel Toro a couple of starts ago. So I think that's sort of the right form line. Fighter will be probably going to be in on the inside, drawn barrier one, maybe three back the fence. So Ollie will have to, he might need a little bit of luck getting out. If he does, I think it'll be winning. So Fighter, top pick. Number 10's got a little chance. There's a bit of improvement there for it too. Number 10, My Squeeze Louise, who's, I think, will go forward and sit right up on the pace. It was quite a nice effort at Geelong, so it's going to improve up in ground, the 1,600 metres. Throw in number six, the third, that's Senor Toba, another one that I just got back a fair way, but I liked it through the line. I think another one that we'll appreciate a little bit further, 1600 from the astute Waller camp. And number three, Imagine How, who just forget his last one was on a heavy track or a soft track, really didn't get through it quite well. But the Caulfield effort two starts ago, I thought wasn't a bad run. 110.63.
110.63 in the second race.
One a special.
Fighter. Oh, we like that. Take the 240 now, punters. Race three. 3 and 8 are out. Aminatu didn't have much luck last start, and it's into $2.40. Swedish Scandi, $3.70. Long Dwayne's at $4.80. They're the top three in the market. Guesty, who do you like?
Yeah, I can see why the money's come for Aminatu, because it should have won fairly well last time at Cranbourne. That was 1,000 metres, and that was its second run back. So maybe now it's looking for that little bit further. If it gets to 1,200 strongly, I think it can win. It'll go forward, and I see it up on the pace with Long Duan. Both those two sitting 1-2, then Lockie Song just off them, and Sweetest Scandi should be in a really good position. But I've just gone with Aminatu. I think there's a bit of improvement there. The second behind Zesty Bell two starts ago was a very good run, only beaten narrowly. And Zesty Bell came out and scored quite well at Flemington recently. So one the top pick. Number 10, that Long Duan, who went out really hard. Not super hard, but quick enough, where it just brought about its undoing as they hit the straight. Zushine won it. They swooped out a little bit wide. Zushine did. That was on the back of a second placing at Wodonga. So it's going to be, be in it for a long way with Aminatu, those two. One from 10. 11, Sweetest Scandi. Ran really well at Yarra Valley. Just no match for alternate. And it should, from the position it's going to lobby, you know, I think it will give it its chance. And number 2, Astronomicel. It ran well at Yarra Valley beyond Dream Effort. Dream Effort went to town the next start and failed. But I didn't mind. It just couldn't win from where it was positioned at Yarra Valley. I think 1,200 is going to suit a lot better. At big odds, just might run into the placings. I've gone 1 from 10, race 3.
1 from 10 in the third at the Valley. Race number 4, benchmark 70. It's over the 3,000. 13, 14 come out. Power of Attorney, Ollie on board, 320 favourite. Anikiri is at $6. Field of Lights is at $7.50. And then we're down to Southern Rock at $9. Guesty.
Yeah, I've ended up with the favourite, Power of Attorney. I like the way it's going. It won on the Kenzo track on a heavy surface. The second place getter, Not a Bad Errata, it's run well against Spirit Ridge, and it's been winning all the stakes races over distances in Sydney recently. It ran second and a half, Omar, who's also holding his form really well. So I think that form's quite good for this 3,000-metre race. The distance is no issue at all. Peter Rabel's found Damien Oliver here, so it's a good combination there. It will be hard to beat. I can see him settling, midfield-ish, around that sort of position, maybe a bit further back. He has drawn out rather wide. So 5, the selection, Power of Attorney. 6, Anikiri, who did lead and won quite well. It was quite a nice ride by Emily Brown. Field of Lights finished 2nd, so, and it's got another chance here, but very well rated in front last time. So it looks like it's going to run well again. 7, Field of Lights, holding its form. And number 9, Kazoom, not without a chance on its run in the Valley. 3 starts to go. 4 and 11, they've got little hopes as well. I'm very keen on 5, though. I've made him a best.
5. He's one of the best. Power of Attorney at $3.20 in the 4th at the Valley. Race 5's the first leg of the Quaddie, benchmark 70. It's over the 9.55. Take out 5, 8 and 11. The Mobot is the favourite at $3.90. The Last Napoleon's at $5. Gold Spark $7. And then Mount Midi at $7.50. So is this a tricky start to the Quaddie, Guesty?
Yeah, I'm putting a few horses in. I feel that the pressure up front's going to set up for Gold Spark, but the rail in the true position, I think, is going to help this horse's chances. It did run really well at the Valley over 9.55 going back 2 starts, and that was when the rail was at 3 metres, and then went to sale and won quite easily. Quite a nice win that, and I think you can go on with it. So 14 I've got on top, Gold Spark. I think it represents some nice value around these $7. So 14 from number 10, which is the Mobot. It was pressured too much at Caulfield. It was never going to keep going just the way where that race was run. And so it's had 2 starts back from a long break. It's going to be right there. It'll probably lead, and it's going to take some beating. I just have got it in for second. I think Gold Star can get over the top. 14 from 10. Number four, in for third, that's Bloodlust Napoleon. We'll need some luck, gets back. Probably try and get onto the back of Gold Spark if it can. If it does that, well, it's got a chance. It ran really well at the Moonee Valley over this distance behind Rock Tycoon. Visors go on first time. And six, a reward with return on its run at Moonee Valley, two starts back, has a really good chance. Looking for others in that race. Maybe the 12's got a chance as well. Lady Solly could park into a really good position. 14 is the value for mine. That's Gold Spark.
14, the value in race number 5 at the Valley. Race 6, BM64 over 2040. Paddy Mac is a pretty firm favourite here at 2.30. We can take out 10 and 11.
Yeah, it's pretty short for mine. I wouldn't be taking anything around that price. I know it should have won, but I'm not saying it would have won by a space. Just got checked and had trouble getting out of Geelong. Once it did, it found the line okay. I've got it in my selections, of course, but I thought Unrealistic ran really well at Flemington. I know it's a different type of track here, but three starts back at Moonee Valley over 1600. He ran really well. He's an 8-year-old, but he's racing extremely well. That was behind Love Planet in that 64 rated race. So the 2000 suits, he's run well behind DeRosa. No reason that $18, he's my roughie on the program. He could run well, Unrealistic. You'll probably be back, or have got him back in a long way. So hopefully they can make up a bit of ground in this affair. Melita is one with a chance. I thought its Flemington effort was quite good in the same race that the Rosa won. And it ran so well at the Valley over 2,042 starts back. So 4 to beat 5, throw in the 2, Paddy Mac, and number 1, Into Rio, can improve. It's had 2 runs back. It wasn't too bad at Flemington. I think there's going to be a lot of improvement out of it. So I wouldn't be leaving it out. Neither number 3, Snowano. 4, 5, 2, 1, 3.
4, 5, 2, 1, 3, Unrealistic. A good value selection, $18. All right, Kirsty, we're going to have to quicken things up here. We've got the first at Healesville on our heels. Glacey Miss is the favourite at 380, race 7. Take out 1, 9, 14 and 16.
Yeah, very keen on number 5 here, Cassius. It's good odds too, around $7. It will sit out wide, hopefully get the back of Soaring Eagle, one of those type of horses, and swoop into it. I think on that ridden back, that gives us its best chance. So 5, Cassius, from number 10, which is Soaring Eagle. 13, he's got a hope that in Slinger at big odds. Throw in the 7, Brazen Song will be up on the speed, I suspect. And there's a few others as well. 5 to beat 10, race 7.
5 to beat 10, good value again. Cassius at 7.50. And the last of 8 at 10 o'clock tonight, over 1,200 metres. Take out 3, 4, 7, 11, 15. Real Guns, the 260 favourite. Delusions at 460 here, Guesty.
Any luck, and I think 6 will be right in the finish. I made it one of the best as well. I think the effort, I did it for Love 2 starts ago. Last time beyond scored, there's Moines who can come out and won well. So the form around it's really good enough for number 6. I'll put it on top from number 9. Which is Zaydin at nice value. 13, with Real Gun, who will be in it for a long way, who should lead. And number 5, Torch, next to Pick Controlled, okay. Number 6, 9, 13, 5, the Quaddy. 14, 10, 4, 6, 12, into 4, 5, 2, 1, 3. 5, 10, 13, 7, 11, coming home 6, 9, 13, and 5. So I've got to go wide in the Quaddy, Mick. And the best. Well, we had race 2, number 1, and race 4, number 5, and also race 8, number 6.
All right, and then player of the day, we just do a little multi with those, shall we?
Yeah, I think so, and also the quaddy. I'll be definitely playing the quaddy.
All right, have you got a winner tomorrow?
Not yet. I'll tune in to 11:30 with Matty Neffert.
The Nev will be ready to fly the Hornet. We'll get all your tips for tomorrow. And, I like how you're just stringing it out, just a hook for the listeners out there. And you'll give us something at the Gold Coast as well. Guesty, enjoy the Goldie. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, mate. I'll try.
Mark Guest with all his selections for the Valley tonight. Don't forget, if you...